Many businesses are pleased to now be back working with their customers face to face. Martin Tickle, Business Development Manager at RealSam, told me about their plans.
My normal day to day is I'm sort of spending time on the phone with our partners, whether it be local charities, the RNIB themselves, or some of our larger charities like Blind Veterans, for example. But you might catch me on the phone directly talking with customers. Sometimes it's needed. So I'm here, there and everywhere within the company doing lots of things. Recently, I'm glad to say that I've been able to get out and do face-to-face events, which has been lovely after what feels like an eternity stuck in these four walls. So I was at Site Village in Birmingham last month, which was lovely. Got to, you know, put some faces to some names that I've unfortunately only been able to talk to on the phone, which was really good. And talk to customers as well, the everyday people that we help, which was fantastic. That's kind of what it's all about. I mean, you can sometimes lose sight of that when you're stuck in the house with only the dog to talk to. So the RealSam Pocket, or as it's also known, In Your Pocket, it's an all-in-one like handheld device. So it is a phone. You can make phone calls and send your text messages and keep up to date with everyone. But you also have various entertainment features on there. So we've got the RNIB's book library that's on there, as well as some other libraries like Calibre and Torch Trust, and then LibriVox and Project Gutenberg, which are slightly more niche, but obviously you don't want five libraries with all the exact same stuff. And as well as that, there's obviously the RNIB's newsagent service. So there's all the magazines and the newspapers as well. And all of that's accessible without ever having to interact with the screen, without ever having to press any buttons on the screen and swipe around and type things. It's all done with your voice, which is where we ultimately are different compared to everyone else. It's software that we've built from the ground up alongside people with visual impairments and blindness specifically for them, as opposed to adapting something that's kind of designed ideally for sighted people.
Now, you mentioned that you've started getting out and about. Do you have any events coming up?
Yeah, so the next one is NADEX in Birmingham at the NEC. We're sharing a stand with the RNIB, and we'll be there both days to show the device so people can come and play with it and actually get their hands on it and play around, which for me myself, I like to do that before I buy something. I kind of want to see physically, what is it? What am I getting? So it's on the 15th and the 16th of this month. For a lot of our customers, Pocket has been a lifeline, not only because it's made talking with their friends and family a lot easier, which, you know, might have been something where they just popped down the street, but that wasn't an option anymore. But also with all of that entertainment value with the books and the papers and the magazines and everything, it's been quite useful for them when they're stuck in the house. Now what we're seeing is, because it's a handheld device, they are able to, you know, go for a walk, go out, see friends, go to a cafe, but they can take all that with them. So what's primarily been a medium that you can only really absorb at home, you know, in your living room with your reader or your speakers, they can take it with them. So you could go sit in a cafe and listen to the newspaper in the morning with your coffee. We're seeing people use it that way now, which is really nice. We've got a partnership with lots of charities of varying sizes all over the UK. So here in England, we have some in Wales, got quite a few up in Scotland, and then some in Northern Ireland as well. We're happy to pass on their details. So if I talk to someone on the phone and they're interested, but they want to see if they can borrow one, I'm happy to pass that information on, and you can go over, especially now that things are opening up, resource centres are opening up again. You can go in and play around with it. So you can always drop us an email. That information's all on our website. Or you can give us a phone call. Or if it's easier for some people, you can also just drop us a message on Facebook and someone will always get back. However you wish to talk to us, we're happy to work within that medium. We do have some new products coming out relatively soon. So we've got a new handset. We're changing over from the Samsung model that we use at the moment to a newer Samsung model. The way it works is going to be exactly the same. It's just going to be newer, faster, more reliable hardware, hopefully with things like a better battery and better sound quality and that kind of thing. In the moment, we're working on releasing a real simple phone. So it's not going to have all of these other complications that maybe people aren't interested in. You know, maybe they have a Daisy reader or they use USB and they don't need all of that. They just want a simple solution for making phone calls and sending texts. And that's what we're working on at the moment. Hopefully everything will be out before Christmas. So switching over to the new handset will be happening in October. The standalone phone, we're hoping, will be before Christmas.
Martin Tickle, Business Development Manager at RealSam. And if you want any information, call 01733 514 612. Nadex UK is at the NEC in Birmingham on September the 15th and 16th.